Now, turning to domestic politics, the shock resignation of Leash Offaly Sinn Féin TD Brian Stanley came on Saturday night. Then yesterday, the party leader Mary Lou MacDonald confirmed that the party had sent files relating to an internal inquiry into Deputy Stanley to the Gardaí. He didn't hold back in his resignation statement, describing the internal party inquiry as lacking objectivity, being seriously flawed, and resembling a type of kangaroo court. A complaint was made against Mr. Stanley last July by a long-standing party member. The Stanley resignation followed that of Kildare South's deputy Patricia Ryan and the continuing fallout for the party from the conviction of the former Sinn Féin press officer Michael McMonagall for child sex offences. Now, later in the programme, we'll hear from the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald. But to look ahead now to what's ahead this week for Deputy MacDonald, for her party and for Deputy Stanley, who has said he'll remain as an independent Republican TD, I'm joined by our political correspondent Micheál Lehane. And Micheál, we have some detail around Brian Stanley's resignation from him in a statement and from Mary Lou MacDonald yesterday, but there's still a lot missing. So what is known and what questions remain?
Well, I think the biggest question that inevitably is going to be asked in the Dáil tomorrow is that if, following Sinn Féin's internal inquiry, the matter was deemed sufficiently serious to send it on to the Gardaí, to send on those complaints, why didn't that happen in July? That's going to be the key focus, I think, for opposition politicians. Already, some of them are asking that. I suppose there will, too, be a focus around Brian Stanley's position as chairperson of the Public Accounts Committee. And I understand that Sinn Féin will move fairly quickly, possibly today, to remove from that post, because, of course, those roles are linked to political parties rather than individuals. Now that he's outside of Sinn Féin, that position will be taken from him. I suppose some members of that committee already beginning to ask if things have escalated to this point now, if a complaint has been sent to Gardaí, should Brian Stanley have been left in charge of the Public Accounts Committee since July? They're the type of questions that are there. Much will centre on Sinn Féin's response to this complaint. Brian Stanley saying that he didn't think it was fair at all, deeply flawed, resembling a kangaroo court. Sinn Féin stung by those particular words, Lynn Boylan yesterday calling the term loaded and insisting too that his rights were protected at all times and that he did have a barrister and a solicitor with him during the disciplinary panel hearing.
What is the complaint, Micheál?
Well, we don't know exactly what the complaint is. We do know that it was made in July. It was made by a long-standing party member, indeed some members of Sinn Féin yesterday, urging Brian Stanley to make public the nature of this complaint. Lynn Boylan, speaking on News Talk, said he could clear up a lot of this if he did that. Once the complaint process got underway, there was a counter-allegation. That too was looked at, and the initial preliminary kind of findings of the internal party review, they were made available to both parties, Brian Stanley and the other party, last week. But of course, events of Saturday mean that that process is now at an end. The Sinn Féin leader yesterday, speaking about the complaints, described them as serious and said she was concerned by them.
We also have the continuing fallout from the conviction of Michael McMonagall, those references for him from two Sinn Féin press officers to the British Heart Foundation. That continues.
That does continue. Yeah, and I mean, that of itself would have presented Sinn Féin with a difficulty going into this week, although they were taking a fairly robust approach to these upcoming Dáil statements on child protection, saying it did need to cast a light on the actions of people in other political parties and government parties too, who had written character references for people who were later found guilty of offences. And that was going to be something that they would emphasise in these statements that are due to take place on Tuesday. But of course, since then, you did have Brian Stanley's resignation. Also, Patricia Ryan of Kildare South leaving the party amid criticism of its handling of several issues and saying there were efforts to silence her and other members when it came to asking questions of the party leader. And on top of that, revelations at the weekend that a party member resigned from the party and a matter had been referred to the PSNI and social services after sending inappropriate text messages to a teenager. So Sinn Féin faces into this week really embroiled in a most severe crisis.
So in the space of a weekend, they've lost a TD in Leash Offaly, high profile chair of the public accounts. They've lost a TD in Kildare South since 2018. They've lost five TDs. A number of councillors have resigned as well. And we've seen party grassroots in South Kildare resigning over what they're saying is this question of censorship from the top. How much difficulty is the party in?
Well, I mean, it's really the most severe type of difficulty, isn't it? And it's coming at a point where an election maybe might be just days away, but the political expectation, it is at the very most weeks away. So Sinn Féin is having to explain so much. It is losing members, and it is in the midst of the deepest type of crisis at a point when it is hoping to put the attention and its focus on things like its housing policy, and also probably soon expected to launch a major health policy facing into that election. But none of that is going to get any focus at all this week. It will be on the party's internal troubles, and that very much is likely to dominate Dáil debate in the days ahead.
Just one final question around Mr. Stanley's wife is also a Sinn Féin councillor in Laois. Do we know at this stage what her position is? Will she stay with the party?
That's not clear. It is interesting to note that in Laois, the two councillors that were returned in what were generally underwhelming electoral performance for Sinn Féin in the local elections were Brian Stanley's wife in Laois. There was also another councillor returned, but in the months since the election, he has left the party. So when it comes to finding a replacement for Brian Stanley in any selection convention, the party's search won't have a huge number of councillors to choose from at all.
More later from the leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou MacDonald. For now, Micheál Lehane, thank you very much.